Hello, and welcome to this podcast brought to you by DirectGov. The Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, delivered his second budget speech on the 23rd of March 2011, outlining how the government plans to raise and spend money during the coming year. This podcast will explain some of the key points. Tax. Personal allowances, which is the amount that you can earn before you pay tax, will rise for the under-65s to £8,105 in April 2012, up from a current £6,475. Inheritance tax will be reduced by 10% if you leave 10% or more of your estate to charity. A consultation on combining income tax and national insurance will be launched. And non-domiciles who have lived in the UK for 12 years or more will be charged £50,000. Benefits and tax credits. Welfare payments will rise in line with the Consumer Price Index rather than the Retail Price Index. And child tax credits for lower income families will increase by £255. Motoring and travel. Fuel duty was cut by 1 penny per litre on the 23rd of March. And earlier proposed increases will not take effect until 2012. £100 million will be made available to local authorities to fix potholes caused by the severe winter weather. Vehicle excise duty will increase by inflation only, and heavy goods vehicles will be exempt. Authorised mileage allowance payments, which is the amount that employees can claim for using their cars for business, will be increased from 40 to 45 pence per mile. Alcohol and tobacco. Duty on low alcohol beer will be cut in half, but will go up on stronger beers. And tobacco duty will be increased by 2% above inflation. Housing. £250 million will be made available to help first-time buyers buy a new build property. Homeowners who are facing difficulties will get extra help, as temporary changes to the Support for Mortgage Interest Scheme have been extended for another year. And targets on the use of previously developed land will be removed. Pensions and savings. A new, flat-rate, contribution-based state pension has been proposed, worth around £140 a week, though the new system will not apply to current pensioners. The Chancellor has accepted the findings of the Hutton Report into public sector payments, which will form the basis of a consultation with workers and unions. And the government wants future changes to the state pension age to be decided by a new, more automatic and independent mechanism. Employment. 80,000 work experience places for young people will be created, as well as up to 50,000 apprenticeships. The economy. Economic growth is forecast at 1.7% this year. 21 new enterprise zones will be created to focus growth in specific parts of the United Kingdom. The main rate of corporation tax will be cut by 2% to 26% from April 2011, with further yearly reductions of 1% for the next 3 years. And planning laws will be changed to prioritise growth and jobs. The environment. Controls on greenbelt land will be maintained, but targets on the use of previously developed land will be removed. The climate change levy discount will be increased for those who have signed up, from 65 to 80%. And an extra £2 billion will be invested by the government in the Green Investment Bank, which was created to support investment in low-carbon infrastructure projects. For more information about the March 2011 budget, visit www.direct.gov.uk/budget. Or text MOBILE to 83377 for a link to our mobile site. Thanks for listening.